Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I don't know whether I am just lucky, I'm fortunate, I'm blessed, I'm everything in between, because this seems to be that one song that opens up the afternoon for me quite often lately. And absolutely love it. It's a beautiful way to start off the afternoon. That is Ntsiki Kanelo with My Desire. It all brings us down to 10 minutes after 4 o'clock. My name is Lukho Mqwediphuthi, and welcome to Monday's edition of Spectrum. It is, of course, a brand new week. Yep, all in October. And I must say, it kind of scares me when I think about the fact that we are almost halfway through October, and that means two more months, and the year has come to an end. That's the scary part for me. But let's put scary things aside. So this afternoon, I am having and starting off the afternoon with a chat, a very, very powerful one. You might have heard me over the past couple of days talking about mental health. And so October is World Mental Health Awareness Month worldwide. And for the past 31 years, the Cape Town International Kite Festival, Cape Mental Health's flagship event, has become a symbol of hope, resilience, and unity. And this year, it celebrates the bravery it takes to face life's challenges, particularly in relation to mental health. And joining me to have the conversation this afternoon is Wayne Clutie, who is a Cape mental health social worker. Wayne, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon and thank you for having me, Ms. Booty.
Lovely to have you in studio with me this afternoon. Now, tell us, Wayne, the theme for this year's Kite Festival is hashtag Courage to Fly. Tell us a bit more about the theme for the year.
Well, to break it down to you, the Courage to Fly theme, over the past few years, we've been experiencing many challenges in South Africa and the globe as a whole. Some of the challenges I can list is crime, poverty, some of the climate disasters we've faced. And all of this has actually increased mental health problems. So when we talk about mental health, linking it back to Courage to Fly, so like kites soaring against the wind, people show resilience and inspire others. Mm-hmm. So mental health in a whole, there's a lot of challenges that go around it. And those that face it actually show tremendous amounts of courage to actually live with a mental health challenge. And that's why we link it up with the kites, because kites can only fly when there are winds blowing against it, like headwinds. So people with mental health that show great courage to actually live with this condition, seek help, and continue being productive individuals within society.
Wow. Listen, Wayne, just before I ask you the next question, about 2 or 3 years ago, I was out in Cape Town and I went, I think, to the Bloberg, and there were these things flying over the ocean. And to this day, I don't know, do you guys call those kites? And if it is that a Cape Town thing, vele vele?
No, that is actually, I'm guessing you were speaking about the big kites now.
Yes,
that actually
have
animal shapes or even cartoon shapes. So it is actually international. So we are the Cape Town Kite Festival, Cape Town International Kite Festival. So these big kites are actually a global phenomenon. They fly them everywhere. Mm-hmm. We especially have people from outside of South Africa also coming in to fly those specially made kites. I'm guessing you're probably thinking now of the bigger ones. I can't remember which one was at Bloberg.
Yes.
So, yeah, every year we do get some individuals that come through and are very, very, very creative when it comes to their kite making. And that just brings some more flavor, something special to us, to the Kite Festival as well, by showing something unique, and that attracts the people.
Now, for the first time since COVID, the Cape Town International Kite Festival is actually back to its full festival format at a brand new venue that's Youngsfield Military Field in Ottery. Tell us about the decision to bring the full festival back in support of mental health awareness.
Well, since I think it's since lockdown started, we haven't actually had any kite festival. So it was a little bit, I won't say it was sad, but it was something else when we couldn't produce what we always had. So we also had feedback from the community that actually asked us, so when are we having this kite festival again? And we used to have it out there in Muizenberg. And then during when lockdown was lifted, the lower levels, we actually had pop-ups that were little pop-up flies around the communities. I remember I was in the one actually in Westbank here close to Delft. Mm-hmm. There was another one in Heideveld as well, a pop-up fly. So we had the smaller ones. The smaller ones was nice because it brought us closer to the community. Yeah. But everybody wanted the big festival again. Like you said, everybody wants to see those big kites, those kites that they don't usually see, the ones that actually attract your eye. So because of the community, yeah, the community that actually asked us to do it and the overwhelming request that came in, we had to reinstate it. And it's a good thing for us to actually be back doing what we love to do and promoting mental health services.
Absolutely beautiful. Now, for the public who have missed the full festival, as well as, you know, the new festival goers, what can they expect at this year's event? Will there be some international kites on display other than, the, you know, the kite flying? Will there be activities and entertainment to enjoy?
Yes, yes, yes. So we have an entertainment lineup. I cannot state what the lineup is at this moment.
Okay.
But we have the lineup. We have kiosks. We have food for sale. We have a cake tent. And we have many, many other things going on. It's not just about the kites flying or you coming to view the kites. We even have EduKite where we teach people how to build a kite for themselves.
Wow.
So we've got lots of activities. It's actually, many people think of the kite festival as, I'm just going to go there to go watch the kites.
Exactly.
But it's such an inclusive event and so many other things that goes with it. So once you're there, there are many different activities for your kids, for you to view, for you to be entertained. And of course, the kites that actually attracts the people from afar.
Interesting. Now, Cape Mental Health provides essential free services across the Western Cape. How does fundraising through the festival directly impact the lives of those who rely on these services?
Well, this is the International Kite Festival is actually our primary, I won't say donor event, but it's our primary fundraising event. Mm-hmm. So we only do this once a year. And we are about 25 social workers in observatory. We still go out to the communities to actually deliver home visits, to deliver those services to communities that have severe crime and poverty levels where other organizations don't dare to go. We still go. So this is just us trying to generate that income so we can continue providing the service to those vulnerable communities that don't necessarily have the resources to actually travel around and look for anybody else with that delivers a mental health service. And remember that we are free of charge, so we don't charge anybody for mental health services. And mental health services in the private sector is extremely expensive.
Listen,
so we still do this on a.
It is.
Yes?
No, I'm saying, yeah. Like, listen, it's really expensive.
Yes, 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 it is.
Yeah.
And we're now raising this little bit of funds so we can actually continue doing this. So like I said, this is our primary fundraiser. This is our primary fundraiser and our only big, big, big fundraiser that actually is supposed to help us get through the next year.
You guys are really doing some amazing work, I must say. And, let's talk about tickets. I think it's a very important one. Where can people buy tickets and find more information on the Cape Town International Festival to support Cape Mental Health?
Okay, so first, let me just put in the date. We didn't speak about the date. So
yes.
It's the 25th and 26th of October. Mm-hmm. That's next weekend. And we are at the Youngsfield Military Base. Our tickets range from 50 Rand to 80 Rand. And they are available on Quicket. So you can purchase them beforehand on Quickit and just show them when you get there. There is, however, you can purchase them at the gate as well.
All right. Now, there's a serious side to the Kite Festival. You know, October is World Mental Health, like we said. It's World Mental Health Awareness Month. And this year's focus impacts so many people. Now, the global theme from the World Federation of Mental Health is access to services, mental health in catastrophes and emergencies. The South African World Federation has localized the theme as addressing violence as a significant challenge to mental health in South Africa. Could you please explain the long-term impact of violence on the mental health of South Africans?
Oh, yes. So violence is a very broad word. So if I could define it as such, is when you wake up in the morning, you're traveling to work, it might not be the best commute you are on. Traffic is heavy. Mm-hmm. So you're already developing stress. Now you see something happen on the road that can be violent. Now you incorporate what you see as well. It adds to your stress. Now you're carrying all the stress around. You're viewing things that is happening around you. You go home, it might not be the best environment that you're in.
Yep.
Parents may be arguing, or you're arguing with a wife or a husband. So all of these stresses are actually you're carrying with you. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to mental health, the more stresses you carry with you, the higher at risk you are actually of developing a mental health challenge as well.
Sure.
So it heaps up. I usually make the analogy of a Coke bottle. So If you now view stress or violence, it's the same as shaking that Coke bottle. So you're shaking that Coke bottle up until the point where the gases cannot be contained inside, and what happens? It explodes.
Sure.
So we don't want anybody to reach that point where they are exploding or something serious happened. So we always encourage when you are feeling stressed, when you are going through the most, rather reach out and actually speak to somebody.
Mm.
Like I said, we are Cape Mental Health, and actually Google us. We are free service. It's a good place to start.
Wow.
Is to just make contact.
Now tell me, how does the Cape Town International Kite Festival tie into the global conversation around mental health?
So like I said, our theme is Courage to Fly.
Mm-hmm.
So how it ties in is the Kite Festival itself, even though it's a fundraiser, it does bring awareness about mental health challenges and the struggles that people with mental health go through.
Yeah.
It actually shows how should I put it now? So it shows how people that live with this disability or challenge can actually overcome certain things.
Mm.
And by raising awareness, like I said, this is an international event. So because it's an international event and we as Cape Mental Health are part of it, we are promoting mental health well-being while also stimulating the conversations for people to openly talk about mental health.
Yeah.
And one of the main things about mental health is people are often not open to talk about it.
Mm.
So once you're facilitating a conversation or giving start to a conversation, you're breaking those barriers where people are more comfortable to talk about their mental health and are more open to say, hey, I have a mental health challenge. Maybe I need help.
Yeah.
And then the next person won't say something where they're telling you, no, you don't need this. You can do this on your own. They will actually encourage you, okay, go seek help. Or maybe I can help you seek help. So it breaks that stigma to put it bluntly, where people are less hesitant to speak about mental health. And that's what the International Kite or the Cape Town Kite Festival is about, to just start that conversation and make people comfortable about speaking about mental health.
Yeah. Listen, Wayne, sorry to take you back to the violence topic, but listen, violence has impacted so many people in the Western Cape, as we know, and it can be very traumatic. So how important is it for people to know that there is access to free and affordable mental health care services?
No, absolutely. Like I said, most people usually think when it comes to mental health, it's in the private sector. Like I said, it's expensive. And that's what people, when you go on the internet and you type in a few things and that's the first thing that pops up. It's either the price or that you need medical insurance to actually approach it.
Yeah.
But because we offer free services, it's actually crucial for you, if you are going through something, to reach out for help. Like I said about the Coke bottle analogy, it only takes so long for you that you can keep it in. So you're going to keep it in, and one day it is going to creep out. Either it comes out slowly, or it, like I said, it can come out in an explosion.
Yeah.
So it's actually very important for you just to take that first step and seek help. I would say, even if you're going through a depressive state, it's better to reach out and find help than not finding help, because as you're not finding help, you're just digging a hole further and deeper for yourself. Eesh. And sooner or later, you feel like there is no need to seek help. So that's the main point that we're trying to make.
All right. Now, the stigma of a mental health condition and gender-based violence remains one of the biggest barriers to accessing support in South Africa, with about 16.5% of South Africans living with mental health conditions. What more can be done by communities, by government, and perhaps organizations to support those in need?
So the main thing that should actually happen is, I already touched on this previously, is by talking openly and breaking down the myths when it comes to mental health. And this can only help by reducing the stigma that goes around mental health as well. So the stigma around mental health, when we usually go out into the community, we do info tables. We stand in bright green. When people see us, they don't want to speak to us. It's almost like they make a joke. You should go there because you are mental. So breaking down that stigma is one of the main things that we are openly trying to accomplish. But that can only be achieved by talking openly about mental health.
Yeah.
Also, when you talk about mental health, it's always in hush-hush terms, because especially when you're speaking in a community, because you don't want to tell the next person that you have a mental health challenge, because they will start to judge you. In some communities, they will literally look down on you because you're looking for help. So that's the main thing that we can all maybe start doing, and that's talking openly about mental health.
Interesting. Now, tell me, how can people contact Cape Mental Health if they need to talk? And also, just to add on that, are these services only for those in the Cape?
Currently, we're only servicing Cape Town. We still have a telepsychiatry line. That is the rural outreach, or not rural outreach, where the rural sector can make contact with us. But it's all the same number, which I will give to you now. So to contact us, you can send either email to info@cmh.org.za, or you can actually call us on the landline or from a cell phone on 021-447-9040.
All right. And like you said, even those that can contact you via the line need to be within the vicinity of the Cape, right?
Yes, that is for, let's say, social work services.
Oh, okay.
But if you do call the line, you can call the line even if you're staying outside of Cape Town. And we can maybe search which resources are closest to you, or maybe if there's a social work social agency close to you that we can maybe link up with. There's not a lot of mental health services outside of Cape Town. That's why we're providing that service where they can still phone in at least. So there is somebody to talk to, and there is a resource for the rural sector as well.
Listen, Wayne, thank you so, so much for your time, and really appreciate what you guys are doing for the Cape. It's beautiful to watch.
Thank you very much, Ms. Puti, and thank you to your listeners for listening.
God bless.
God bless.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice, or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.